Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, June the 27th, 1837, an act was passed in Barbados to encourage the planting of cotton. In fact, cotton had been grown in Barbados for centuries, but the Act of 1837 marked the development of cotton as a highly valuable commodity for export. It established a government inspectorate to inspect, mark, and number every bale of sea island cotton produced, and to issue a certificate identifying the cotton as a product of the island before it could be exported. For this service, the inspector was to be paid 1 shilling for every 100 pounds of cotton inspected. Under the terms of the Act, a team of 8 inspectors was to be created, 2 for Bridgetown, 1 for Spitestown, 1 for Sherman's Bay, 1 for Sixman's Bay, 1 for Holtown, 1 for Oystins, and 1 for the Crane. Archaeological evidence suggests that Sea Island cotton has been grown in the islands of the Lesser Antilles since at least the 15th century. An early variety of Sea Island cotton was being cultivated on the coasts of Ecuador and Peru over 6,000 years ago, and the Incas were among the Amerindian peoples who cultivated the crop. Cotton was produced in Barbados commercially from the time of the first English settlements in 1627. Aided by the importation of cotton plants from Dutch settlements in the Guianas, together with Amerindians who were skilled in growing the crop. Barbados's unique geographical position, climate and soil made the island an ideal location for growing this variety of cotton. According to scientists, it has some special adaptations that make it peculiarly suitable for cultivation here. It makes it very difficult to establish elsewhere. This cotton, with its distinctive black seeds, was given the scientific name Gospium barbadense in the 19th century in recognition of its association with Barbados. It is also a little known fact that the first cotton grown in the early colonial settlements in North America, that is in Virginia, Georgia, and the Carolinas, was also introduced there by Barbadian settlers. West Indian Sea Island cotton became a highly valued international commodity because of the fibre's unparalleled length, strength, and silkiness. This means it can be turned into luxurious and highly durable clothing. However, the difficulties in growing the plant also mean that it is extremely rare. In the world today, on average, about 110 million bales of cotton are produced each year, but the annual production of Sea Island cotton is just 150 bales. This makes it the rarest and most valuable cotton in the world. Almost half of the world's total production of Sea Island cotton is grown here in Barbados.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.